Well, sombre commemorations are being held around the world to mark the 76th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp by the Allies at the end of World War II. It is one of the best documented of human horrors, but despite the grim lessons, Josh Frydenberg, the Federal Treasurer, is warning anti-Semitic hate and racism are on the rise in Australia.
There are some people who obviously deny the Holocaust, but what I'm also concerned about is the rise in anti-Semitism and in racism in parts of the country. We have seen swastikas daubed in schools and across some businesses that are owned by Jewish Australians. So we have seen a rise in that anti-Semitism, and I think an understanding of the Holocaust, but also the importance of tolerance and diversity across our community is really important.
Josh Frydenberg on RN Breakfast. Of course, 6 million Jews perished at the hands of the Nazis during the Holocaust. In Australia, we've recorded over 330 anti-Semitic incidents a year for the past 3 years. In 2018, there was a 59% increase in incidents, including vilification on the streets, harassment, vandalism and physical assault. And that does not take account of online incidents. The figures are part of work done for the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, whose research director is Julie Nathan. We spoke earlier.
Holocaust denial is a form of anti-Semitism, so it seeks to deny that the Holocaust occurred. What we are seeing in Australia by right-wing extremists is a lot of Holocaust denial, but at the same time, they're saying we want a Holocaust, that the next time the Holocaust will be real, it will happen. So you kind of got these two contradicting things, but I mean, the Holocaust is probably one of the most documented events in history, and deliberately so, both by the Germans and by the Americans and others. So it's basically a way to hurt Jews, to also to rehabilitate Hitler. So that's another area that right-wing extremists in Australia are hoping to do, to make out that Hitler was the good guy, that he's been defamed, that Australia, for example, and the West were on the wrong side, that we should have been fighting with Hitler and the Germans. So it all kind of clouds in together a lot of this Holocaust denial and rehabilitation of Hitler.
And who in Australia is most likely to have either or both anti-Semitic views and Holocaust-denying views? Are we talking about the range from some mums and dads, to use that phrase, right through to right-wing extremist groups that are prone to violence?
Yes, you may have just some ordinary Australians, mainstream Australians, who may question the Holocaust or the extent of it. Often they may just say, look, you know, maybe a few hundred thousand Jews were killed, or they died of typhus or diseases, and they may deny that there was actual deliberate policy to exterminate the Jewish people in Europe. It's also very much on the extreme right, where they're much more vocal about it, much more open about it, especially on extremist social media sites. I mean, I can only really tell you what I have seen or what's been documented, rather than what your average, say, mum and dads are saying.
Mm. And what is the connection between holding these views and actual acts of violence against Jewish people? In other words, does one inevitably lead to the other?
Well, anti-Semitic views in itself can and often does lead to violence against Jews or Jewish community centres. The Holocaust denial will play into that as a further incentive, because they will see it as the Jews are putting out that it was the Holocaust, Hitler killed 6 million Jews. They believe that this is a lie. Therefore, they wish to punish the Jews for this lie. So it all feeds into conspiracy theories.
Mm. And conspiracy theories is a really interesting thing at the moment, isn't it? So obvious and resurgent, particularly in the United States, but everywhere, really. I mean, what is the role of conspiracy for these sorts of groups peddling these ideas?
People who hold conspiracy theories present a really interesting case, because on the one hand, for themselves personally, they will see themselves as seeing, having all this super extra knowledge that other people don't have, of being in on the secrets. So it makes them feel better. It also makes them feel secure in that if they can blame particular people, whether it's the Jews or the oligarchs or the globalists or whoever they're talking about, for all the evils in the world, then that means that once you take out those people, then the world will be a good place. So conspiracy theories have their own psychological benefit. to certain people. But conspiracy theories are on the increase. I mean, they've always been around. For example, you know, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion is a notorious forgery of a purportedly about a conspiracy by Jews to control the world. So that's still from 1903 when it was first published. It's still very popular. But conspiracy theories, yes. So whether we're talking about COVID-19 as being a Chinese threat deliberately, or whether it was a Jewish plot to control the world, or, you know, it's just really endless, the imagination of these people to come up with all sorts of conspiracy theories. And we're actually finding a lot of divergent conspiracy theories coming together. So whether you're an anti-vaxxer or an anti-globalist or these kinds of people, with the whole COVID-19 government responses with lockdowns, wearing face masks. So all of these people are kind of coming in and seeing this is all part of one big plot to the government control, bringing dictatorships in Australia. Particularly Victoria has been targeted as one of the main areas of government wanting to become dictatorial. And then the other aspect, or the secondary part of this, is when people feel so threatened or believing that the government is going to take them down, then that's when they could become violent. And in many cases, we have the idea of concept of a race war is very prominent within the far right. And that's part of the white replacement ideology. And the more that they feel backed into a corner, that they, as the white race, the Aryan race, are going to be subsumed by others, taken over by others, replaced by others, then that's when violence is more likely to occur, because they feel they need to get up and do something. And we've seen that with terrorist attacks in the US, in Germany and in New Zealand.
And of course, some politicians here are peddling conspiracy theories. Craig Kelly, George Christensen have been most recently in the news. Is it important for our leadership to call out those individuals when they peddle those ideas?
It's incredibly important that community and political leaders, politicians, call out any form of anti-Semitism, any form of racism or bigotry against people. And also, when there are conspiratorial theories put forward by politicians, that they need to be roundly condemned and explained that, look, you know, this is peddling in hate.
What's the answer to the question? I mean, how do we, the Treasurer says more education is needed about the Holocaust, specifically to combat Holocaust denial. But more broadly, how should Australia respond in trying to quash these extremist tendencies, these hateful tendencies?
We can't regulate how people think. People are free to think how they like. Education is one major area for countering anti-Semitism, other forms of racism. But we also need to get the message across that anti-Semitism doesn't just equal the Holocaust. So if people are thinking that anti-Semitism equals people being forced to wear yellow stars, being put on trains, being in concentration camps as anti-Semitism, and only that is anti-Semitism, all other forms of anti-Semitism are going to be ignored. So when a Jewish person in the street is harassed or verbally abused, that is going to be downplayed or ignored. Laws are incredibly important for dealing with the rise of right-wing extremism, or for any forms of extremism. And so with the laws, so we need to have stronger laws on anti-vilification, laws, effective laws on anti-incitement to violence. So in New South Wales in 2018, the New South Wales government brought in Section 93Z, so against incitement to violence, but that needs to be made much more effective. Even the police are not happy with it, because it is not picking up things that it was supposed to pick up. So, for example, if you recall the Antipodean Resistance poster, which had written on it, legalise the execution of Jews. Now, that is not seen as incitement to violence by the DPP under the Section 93Z. So we need to make sure that when we do have the laws, that they are effective. And there is a federal government inquiry at the moment, which is open on responses to extremism and radicalisation.
And I guess we should remember, too, that there are so many cases of extreme views, alienation of others, peddling of conspiracies that have led to terrible tragedies, genocides across the world. This is a broader human rights issue and a broader question of why humans commit mass violence, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And often if we're talking well, genocide or mass violence, a lot of it is government-sponsored or government-initiated. So the genocides against the Armenians in 1917, against the Jews under the Nazis, the genocide in Rwanda, Darfur and elsewhere. So a lot of those came from the government. Massacres or you know, will tend to be either from the government or from individuals or from groups. So, yes, it is a much wider and broader area and an international area. And this is where the Holocaust itself and teaching about the Holocaust shows, you know, how it can begin, you know. So as Erwin Kotler says, the Canadian former Minister of Justice, the Holocaust did not begin with the gas chambers, it began with words. And so this is where we need to have our politicians and others condemning anti-Semitism and other forms of racism so that we can deal with genocide and where it can go to.
Julie Nathan, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Linda.
Julie Nathan is Research Director at the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. More of that conversation at the PM webpage.